I call this meeting to order. Please stand for the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States
of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Oglesby?
Here.
Councilmember Wisnowski?
Here.
Councilmember Stout?
Here.
Councilmember De Leon?
Here.
Councilmember O'Donnell?
Here.
Councilmember Page?
Here.
We have a quorum, Mayor.
Okay, so the first item would be to approve the agenda.
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. So do I hear a motion?
Lincoln.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So there will be no public comments. The comments will be included with the minutes. So we have the first item on the agenda is a resolution awarding low bid on the Springs North Bank pump station upgrade project to McClure and Son. Mr. Botcher.
Here I am.
There you are.
Well, it's been a while coming, but we're very pleased to present this bid and contract for you to authorize us to get this project going. This is a project that's funded through the Water Supply Facilities Funding Agreement, which is basically Palmer, Coke and Cole and the Oak Point. We've got more projects coming, replacement of the transmission main and getting the water across the Green River. We signed some design contracts for that earlier in the summer. So anyway, it's a part of a multi-phased project. However, this is like a standalone project. It will modernize the pumping facility, better reliability, increase the capacity of the pump station to pump our water right, and we could use the water. Where the current system is at capacity, and we had to buy a little bit of water from the city of Tacoma to get through this last summer. So it'll be nice to have this up and running for next year. McClure and Sons was the low bidder, and the engineer's estimate was $917,000. It's rare that they come in that close to the engineer's estimate. It's a good competitive bid. We've got we got a good showing of people that were interested in working for us. We checked out the references and other places that McClure had worked, and they're a good reputable firm and very experienced in this type of work. All their paperwork is in order, and we would recommend that you award this bid and authorize the contract. With that, I'll leave it to you.
Do we have any discussion?
Hey,
Councilmember Stout.
We discussed this extensively at the Public Works Committee meeting. This is a huge contract for almost $1 million. This is something that will really improve our water system. One part of the contract that I thought was notable was that to, and correct me if I'm wrong, Seth, but as I understood it and as I reread it, to move the chlorination system from the old building to the new pump station would cost $50,000. And to build a new chlorination system within the new pump station would cost $48,000. So we opted to not move the old system for extra money. And so a little bit of a cost saving there, not much, but you know, that being said, we'll have a totally upgraded brand new chlorination system with this pump facility. Is that correct, Seth?
That's very well described. And what I would also say is that this new package plant chlorination system, the cells that eventually wear out are much easier to replace and less expensive than the current system. So the maintenance cost of this the alternate would be cheaper for us.
Councilmember O'Donnell.
Yeah, I was just, so first of all, nice to meet you, Seth. I haven't met you in person, but nice to meet you virtually. I did look at all of the information on the bids, and I was, first of all, I'm impressed with the number of bids. I think it's a good sign that the contracting community out there wants to work on City of Black Diamond public works type projects. So that's a compliment to you and your team that people want to work on city projects. The fact that there are a number of bids are also probably indicative of the market's getting tighter, I know, and people are wanting to secure a backlog of work. And so the other is that, you know, the bids were pretty tight, and they did, they were lower than the estimate, which is great. I mean, there was a range, you know, there's gonna be some outliers, but I thought it was great. I do know McClure and Sons. I've had them on projects in the past, and they're a good contractor. No conflict of interest, but I have worked with them in the past, and so they're good.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, and I guess the other thing I would say is that the fact that we got so many bids and they were pretty aggressive, I think that, and that, you know, if the bids are coming in close to each other, then they're all looking at the same kind of, they're looking at the same scope of work, you know, that there's not loose documents out there, that the scope of work isn't very clear in the documents if you get numbers all over the map. And so that's also a good sign that the contract documents were put together very well, or the bid documents were put together well. So hats off to you on all that. So I did look at from what I could tell, the project looks like it's a long-term investment, and it would be my recommendation to approve this.
I make a motion to adopt resolution number 20-1384, awarding the public bid of the North Bank Pump Station project to McClure & Sons Incorporated, and authorizing the mayor to execute a $912,306.25 contract with McClure & Sons Incorporated for the North Bank Pump Station project, and authorizing a 10% contingency for potential change orders or quantity overruns.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is the resolution awarding the work for the Roberts Drive pedestrian lighting installation to Transportation Systems. Mr. Botcher.
Yeah, we actually wanted to get this going last year, but we had ordered the lights, and we did not order them early enough. And then as the year closed, with the disruption we had with the coronavirus, we put this off till fall. We got two bids. One was nearly double the other bid, and we were submitted off of our small works roster for all the companies that are signed up for this type of work. We got two bids, and this seems like a reasonable bid and experienced company. We'd like to award this project to transportation systems.
Councilmember Deedy.
So I asked Seth to keep this off the consent agenda, just because I think it's important to talk about and to not glaze over and quickly pass it and not give the citizens who may not see what all gets passed in the consent agenda, but like to hear maybe a little bit about this project. And like Seth stated, we looked at getting it taken care of last year, and it has actually been an issue since that construction of the new turn coming on to Morgan off of Roberts, how dark that turn is, how dangerous it is crossing at night on the crosswalk. So I just felt that it was a nice thing to talk about. It's a good thing that the council can talk about and let the citizens know that lights are coming for that intersection as well as further down Roberts there, that there'll be some lights coming in and make it safer to cross that area and to also just turn and come off of Roberts and Morgan Street.
Councilmember De Leon.
Yeah, thank you. And I am looking forward to hopefully passing this tonight. Certainly anybody who uses that stretch on Roberts Drive knows that that's a kind of a tricky spot, especially for pedestrians, runners. It gets dark really quickly there. So I don't think there's any concern about moving forward with this project. I would articulate that I think with our city growing as it is, these are the kinds of things that would be appropriate for consent agenda items. We are going to be growing in the scope of our projects. And I do think that as a matter of expediency and good faith, it seems like it's appropriate to make sure that we pass it. Of course, we can still pull it and talk about it if there are concerns or questions or the residents raise some questions or concerns. But since all the paper trail is there, you know, we can talk about the bids. We can talk with the public works folks. It seems appropriate that going forward, we honor the bids after having it go through in committee. So I would just think that, I'm really glad that we are passing this. I would just hope that, people will see that we are doing this work as a city, that we are moving forward with installing these kinds of projects. And I just hope going forward that we can consider how we use that kind of time and find ways to also continue to engage the community in this. I think this is where going back to connecting with our residents on a digital platform is going to be really important so that people do know there are going to be these projects or to expect delays in traffic or whatever the case might be, that it is important to communicate with the public about these kinds of projects. Whether or not that means consent agenda versus anywhere else might be something we would like to continue to visit in the future as we are growing the number of projects that we're doing.
Councilmember Oglesby.
Thank you, Mayor. Yeah, I was just going to say I look forward to this passing as well. Being an early walker and a late night walker myself down that road into 10 Trails, I have noticed it being very challenging around that crosswalk and dark. And knowing other members of the community that do a lot of early running or late night running as well. So I think I look forward to this happening, and I look forward to even finding other areas in our community that we might be able to add some additional lighting as well. But yeah, I'm excited for this, and I would like to move forward with this as well.
Councilmember Deedy.
Well, I've already spoken once. Go ahead and let Councilmember O'Donnell speak.
Okay, Councilmember O'Donnell. I think Erin had her hand up too. No? Okay.
No, I was rubbing my
Councilmember O'Donnell.
Okay, thank you. I was just going to reiterate what Council Member Deedy was saying about, some of these smaller projects. It's good to bring them up and highlight them and pull them out, and just especially when they're really great examples. Reading through the material, I thought it's admirable on what Seth is doing, using some existing funds from leftover funds on a previous project. This is being used, is how this is being funded. I am interested in learning more about some of the smaller projects in particular on how we are awarding those through a roster type program, and how we can make sure that if there's opportunities to contract with the local contracting communities, the smaller businesses, and keep the local dollars local, even if they're there are dollars, right? So even if there if it's any kind of federal funding or grants or anything like that, keep the local dollars local to the local businesses, the small businesses. So I'm sure Seth is thinking that through. And but I just wanted to compliment him on the innovative uses. Sometimes when you encumber a contract, you know, and you don't spend the money, it just sort of goes away. And he's thinking about, you know, hey, there's money left here. We can get this work done and we're going to make it happen. And I like that thinking. And so I think it's great to be able to highlight things like that. And so I appreciate all that.
Yeah, thank you.
Councilmember Deedy.
So I just wanted to talk a little bit about consent agenda. So I agree with Christiana that, you know, stuff can go on consent agenda and just get passed really quick, and then you move on to whatever's on the agenda. But we're still a small city, and we don't have, you know, like 15 items on the consent agenda to quickly move on so you can get to the other 10 items on your agenda. So when we only have two items, or if this wasn't on the consent agenda, one item, I just felt that, you know, this was a perfect thing to highlight for us, talk about and get that out to our residents. I'd also like to say, you know, just a reminder that at any time an item is on the consent agenda, one council member can pull it and discuss it. And for me, it's best to discuss it at the time that is relevant than to wait for my department report to say something about something we already passed. So for me, it's nice to just pull it, talk about it, and then pass it. You know, if there was an issue I had with something and I didn't feel it should pass, I would have talked to Seth or I would have talked to whoever was presenting it. But I had no issue in the committee. I just stated that I would like to talk about it. And instead of putting it in the consent agenda and have me pull it, why not just have Seth put it on the agenda so that we can all discuss it and the citizens can see as soon as they logged on to the city website to look at what was on the agenda. If they're like me, I go straight to what's on the agenda first, and then I'll go back and look what's on the consent agenda. So thank you.
I make a motion to approve resolution number 20-1385, awarding the bid for Roberts Drive Pedestrian Streetlights Project to Transportation Systems in the amount of $31,439.70, with an additional $3,144 contingency fund, and authorizing the mayor to execute a contract.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now it's time for department reports. Chief Smith, do you have a report? Chief Smith, do you have a report?
Yes, sorry. Every time I try to find, I go, okay, where's that darn button? So anyway, yes, real quick, some bullet points. One is tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. I'll be meeting the folks that are working on your new station 99 at our station 96. They wanted to look at that station. So I'm meeting with them tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. And we've been having quite a few meetings. We've looked at the HVAC systems. We're kind of focusing on the IT needs for that station right now, and we're going to have to move where they had placed the sprinkler system. We'll have to move that out of that room, probably out into the apparatus bay, because we don't want the sprinkler system and the water heater sitting in the same room as the IT. So those are some of the changes we're making there. Yeah, water and computers don't go well together.
Don't put a bathroom above the IT room either.
Well, it would have to be on the roof if that happened. So
true.
Yeah, this morning we had at 10 o'clock, we practiced earthquake drill at all of our stations. It was the great yearly shakeout. So we did that this morning at 10 o'clock. Everybody got under whatever they happened to be standing around, and then we practice when an earthquake happens, you get underneath something. As soon as it's over, you pull the rigs out of the station And then you start, make sure the station's secure. And from there, they would take off and go to like whatever the highest hazard is. But right now, it's not, typically during the day, it would be schools. But since the schools aren't in session right now, we wouldn't be doing that. So then they start doing the road surveys. So Monday the 19th at 10 o'clock, we'll be meeting the folks who are conducting the fire service study for Black Diamond at our station 95. They wanted to meet in person, so we'll be doing that at 10 o'clock on the 19th. On the 21st, we'll be conducting a Zoom meeting once again with the folks that are building station 99. And 5 months from today, your new fire engine starts being built, starts on the line. So that's about all I have, unless somebody has a question.
Thank you, Chief Smith.
Okay, and Commissioner O'Donnell, I sent you an email this evening that's giving you my contact information on there. You need to get a hold of me. So that's
okay, all great. I have. I appreciate you. That. I haven't seen that. That's great. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's because I don't think I've hit send yet. So okay. I've been working on that during your meeting. So
thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks. So today I attended the ribbon cutting for the new voters drop box at the library. And there were several people from the King County Elections Office there, including Julie Weiss. And I made a statement. Julie Weiss, they had a whole list of questions to ask her about King County elections. And I thought it was very telling that they've been doing mail-in ballots for over 10 years. And they've really perfected the system, because usually around this time of year, they'll start showing you what they do with the ballots when they pick them up and how they keep track of them. And they put it into a secure room and they don't count them until after the 8 o'clock after the election is over with. So I think they have a really good process. And I think Julie Weiss has done a really good job being in charge of the election. And she's worked her way up to that office. She's been in that office for many, many years. And I just think she's a very competent lady. Also, I was asked by the museum to sign off on their reopening plans. And they're planning on opening on October 31st. They originally were going to open this weekend, and then it was next weekend, and now it's October 31st. So anyway, I signed off on their plans, and David wrote up a couple of waivers for the workers and for the people that came into the building so that the city wouldn't be liable, so since we pay for their insurance. So anyway, they're all excited about opening it up. And I think they've done a really good job with their safety plan and their structure and how they're gonna do it. So it should be kind of fun. And I also got this week from the Black Diamond Arts Alliance, I think it was 12 of their artists had done a mural of Railroad Avenue, and within their own style. So there's like 12 sections, and they're going to bring that to the museum when it opens. And then I have volunteered to put it somewhere in our new city hall when we move, to have a place for it. And then we can hopefully be someplace where people will see it. Might have to be in the community development department, since they'll be the ones that are be on the street. But anyway, I'm looking forward to figuring out what we're going to do. We probably will have to talk about where we want to put it once we've moved into the building. And, it's a really nice mural. And I think that, well, it will be good for us to be able to display the artwork, kind of like when they did the pump station, and did the painting of that mural on there in 80 degree weather. So I think that's all I had. Let's see, Council Member O'Donnell gets to go first today.
Well, thank you very much, Mayor. So I signed my official oath of office last week, so I'm happy about that. That's good. I was fortunate to meet with Andy Williamson, the MDRT Economic Development Director, on Monday. He invited me to come meet with him and learn about his program. So it was great to get an overview of the Master Development Review Team and their whole program, his role, and his team's role, and how they interface. I think I quickly learned, just talking to him and listening, that the high caliber of professional staff that we have, you know, I think we're very fortunate to have him leading that charge and representing the city side of that development. And so that's excellent. I can see where he can be a go-to person for a lot of us as a subject matter expert on a lot of that good stuff. So and he's got a legacy in this city, and I think we're fortunate to have him. I also, you know, when just listening to him, he gave some really great examples of how they are looking long-term on how they do what they do, and putting in the right resources, everything that's going in that ground. And before it gets paved over, it's going to be there for decades. And so there's a real strong effort to making sure that there's a quality infrastructure going in, and he's got the right stuff. He's looking at the right things in the right way. So I think that's really exciting to hear about. And he gave some really great examples on some of the sequencing that they were doing, so they minimized the impact to transportation and other things when they're putting in a roundabout, and they're doing something, and they're running new pipes in the ground. One of the things that I learned is, I think in our position as council members, because I didn't have that as a resident, seeing, holy smokes, why are we being routed this way? And this is like a crazy design, but it's temporary. It's so that they can do the upgrades that they're doing. And so it was a light bulb moment for me. And I think as we know some of that stuff and we're talking to some of the residents, I think we can help be that messenger as much as he's trying to do that too. And the community outreach that I'm sure that they do in, as part of their project. But I think the more that we can do that too, as people that are supporting that, I think that would be great. I am hoping to meet with other department leaders and learn a little bit more about what they do, so that I can help making sure that we're supporting them, but also knowing that budget season is upon us, to make sure that they've got the resources that they need to be successful as we grow. And I did attend the voter drop box ribbon cutting today, and so it was nice to meet you, Mayor, and others. I look forward to doing more of that. Thank you very much.
Councilmember Page.
Okay, well, welcome to the council, Councilmember O'Donnell. I'll be following right behind you on every report. So, you know, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because you certainly, in the short time that I've gotten to know you, demonstrated, you know, your prowess and involvement. So I really am glad to have you on board. So my public safety announcement is, remember, always lift with your legs, because I don't know if you've noticed, but I have a ice pack that I'm maneuvering around my back here tonight. So so that's my public safety announcement. I guess the one thing I want to say is, in listening to this meeting going on, it's really exciting to hear all of the things we're able to get accomplished in this environment of COVID. You know, we've got Seth, you know, bringing forth a couple of projects, you know, Chief Smith giving us an update on you know, the fire engine and the station. So it's really it's great to see the wheels continue to move in our community. So good work, you know, not only for the two of you, but also for the rest of the staff. So really appreciate that. I did meet with May Miller earlier today, as I had missed the last finance committee meeting. And so she gave me a bit of an update on the utility rate studies. I think we're going to be going over that as part of the budget in our next meeting. So, I won't delve into that too much, but I think that we're doing a good job of thinking about the impact to our citizens as we discuss not only the budget, but the rates and things like that. So other than that, I really don't have anything else to report.
Well, I was going to tell you, Councilmember Page, that you will be first next time, so you won't be following Councilmember.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. So once every seventh meeting then, right?
Yeah. Councilmember Deedy.
So I attended the Public Works Committee meeting, which we talked about today, things that are on our agenda. I attended the Public Issues Committee, which is PIC, that Councilmember Stout is the chair of. So I'll let her talk about that since she sits at the table there. I'm just the alternate. But one of the things they did bring up was Deanna Dawson was asking for city's legislative agenda. So I know that the city, we've never done one as a council, but I know that, you know, we did one last year. So yeah. I thought it would be nice to look at that again this year, get one going, whether we look at what the AWC or Deanna's group there has already and formulate our own so that when we do go to Olympia, we could say, here's what Black Diamond's top priorities are. So I thought that would be good to do. Just a reminder that the Lake Sawyer community, the Lake Sawyer Church is planning a Halloween trunk trick-or-treating in your vehicle where you would drive through, get the candy for the kiddos at the church, and then you would go to the community center where I believe our fire department will be. And then you would also go to the police state or the first, sorry, the police station where Chief Kimlinger and her crew will be there handing out goodies. And then you would also go to the Black Diamond Eagles where they are partnering with the community center, and they will also have goodies for kiddos that you drive through and get. So being mindful of COVID-19, it's a great way for families to still celebrate the holiday, but also be cautious and protecting everybody, but still having some fun for the kiddos. That's my report.
Councilmember Stout. Oh, Oglesby. Councilmember Oglesby, you're first. I can't read this list without my glasses.
No, that's okay. Thank you. I attended also the ribbon cutting today for the voting box at the library today, which was great. It was nice to finally meet you, Mr. Bernie. That was pitch a name into a face and have some good conversation. Other than that, we haven't had any committee meetings. Look forward to our next safety committee meeting next month. Again, like always, just continue to support your local businesses in town. They definitely need it during this time. And that's my report.
Councilmember Wisnowski.
So let's see, I attended the finance committee meeting last week, and I think one of the things that we discussed that I think that Councilmember O'Donnell had started referring to and that we'll discuss in the work studies the next 2 weeks is looking at our possibly freezing rates for utility for 2021 as we understand the financial hardship folks are in. That got really close to home this week as my employer laid off 285 people on Tuesday or in yesterday. Luckily, I was not affected by this layoff, but a lot of my friends and coworkers were. So I'm counting my blessings today. Let's see. The inclusivity and welcoming statement we have been working on with Councilmember De Leon and Councilmember Stout. I think we have a version that is what we'd like to get a vote on. So it's not perfect because no statement like this ever will be perfect, But I think we've put a lot of good noodling into this, and we've taken a lot of good input. It will be in the agenda for the November 5th meeting. I've asked Brenda to put it on there. I've had David review it. So it will be in the agenda for the November 5th meeting for us to vote on, and also for the public to see, because it'll be in that packet so they can go to the website and see the document. Let's see. October 24th is coming up. That's Make a Difference Day. I recommend everybody go out and find a community event that you can help make a difference for that day. And last year I participated. We cleaned up Mama's old place as the then owner was in his last days. It helped get that product sold. Unluckily after his passing, but it's still sold, which is a good thing. And hopefully soon it'll be open up. Did I have anything else? Welcome, Bernie, to your first full meeting of the council. It's great to see you. You really, got a board running, man. So great job. It's great to see that. I think that was about it. I did, want to say two things. Remember, Halloween's coming up. It's now getting darker earlier, so be careful with kids. Remember to follow our safety rules and always be on the lookout for the little ones. And local small businesses could always use your help. I once again had dinner at the new Black Diamond Grill, and it was amazing. We've got some great restaurants in our town. Everything, from the grill to the bakery to the Eagles to the pizza place to the Europa place, being a Polish heritage. I love their pierogies and all their Polish food. So. I recommend that people definitely, if you can, help support our local businesses, because they need it right now. So I think that's it.
Councilmember Stout.
Okay. I attended the Public Works meeting on October 6th, where we continued to discuss the water system plan. We're almost finished. We talked about the other things that were on the agenda tonight, the pump station and the lighting. We also talked about some parking concerns that are going on in the city and how to deal with those issues in several different places. I attended the Sound Cities Association Racial Equity and Justice. There's a series that's going on, and I think that was the fourth one. The topic of this one was policing. As was mentioned, Councilmember Wisnowski and De Leon and I worked on the welcoming and inclusive statement proclamation on the 13th and hammered it out. And once again, echoing Councilmember Wisnowski, it's not perfect, but we like it and we think it's pretty good. We will not please everyone, but this is a statement that needs to be made, and it's been a long time coming. And we feel like we did the best we could with the background that we have. And we look forward to presenting it to you in November. I attended the Sound Cities Association Public Issues Committee meeting last night. Councilmember Didi was there as the second. These are all Zoom meetings, of course. They do want us to turn in our legislative agenda. We've had a pretty short one-page legislative agenda for the past couple of years, and it hasn't changed too much, but there are a few issues that are a little bit different, and SCA and Association of Washington Cities do put out their legislative agendas, and usually we go along pretty closely with what they're talking about, but we can always add our own issues that we want to discuss with our legislators. There was some discussion of the emergency management zone coordinators. The county wants to change that. Right now, they have a contract with people who do that. They would interact with our emergency management department. That would be Kevin here in the city. They want to change that to a hired position in the county, and there would be some dynamics that would be different. So we actually should talk to Kevin about how he feels about that before that decision is made. The Puget Sound Regional Council Vision 2050 project is just about ready to be approved. And there's a meeting on, I think it's their annual meeting on October 29th. Mayor, we have a vote there. Who will attend that meeting to vote on the 29th? Puget Sound Regional Council.
What time is that meeting?
I think it's at 10 a.m. I'd have to go back and look at that.
I probably will.
Okay, so if you need any help with that, you can
let you know.
And then also from that meeting, Tola Martz is a council member from the city of Issaquah. And he volunteered to do drone videos for any cities. He said he's sitting around bored and he has a drone and has a license and he likes to make videos. And I thought actually that would be kind of fun to have him make a nice over black diamond video, something
short. My husband can do that too, and so can yours. So
is he going to put one on the website? I was thinking about having a nice video on the website.
I've also talked about, my granddaughter is an artist and she's into video photography right now.
It just came to my mind that it might be good to have a nice little over the city. We could highlight. Yeah,
I have talked about it with my husband and my granddaughter about doing that. So yeah, we can do that.
Just a thing. And then one last thing, we have public comments via Zoom meetings during public hearings and town hall meetings. And I don't know why we're not doing that during city council meetings. So
we can start doing that again.
So what's the process to move forward? I don't know what it takes for Brenda to be able to manage that, but it seems like, you know, we've been having email comments, which obviously at the beginning it was too tricky to work it out. But if we can do that now, I think it would be good for us to invite our citizens to make public comments within our meetings.
Yeah, I'll talk to Brenda about that.
Do we need to do anything about that? Do we need to vote on that or anything, or can we just change it?
We can just change it.
Okay. I think it's just a council, if the council wishes to open that back up, I think that would be a consensus, and that the mayor would then figure out, you know, how, if Brenda can work that through and get it going.
I see David. David,
I'm just going to chime in and say, you know, since it's the council gets to decide who they want to hear from during a meeting. If you'd rather see it live and in person rather than written, you guys should state your majority position, and then we can figure out how to make that happen, I suppose. Assuming the mayor can figure out a way to make it happen with Brenda. So.
Okay, Councilmember De Leon, your report is up.
All right. Actually, yeah, I was raising my hand just to go along and agree with the idea we have currently of having those kinds of live comments. So I guess I will start off my report by affirming support for possibly opening up public comment to be people actually commenting in person, should they wish. With that in mind, welcome again, Councilmember O'Donnell. And let's see, I think one thing I would also want to echo too is I would be fascinated to, or I'd really be interested in getting to work more on what it might look like to create a legislative agenda. So I'll just put that out there right now, that if there is interest in collaborating on a future legislative agenda, that's something that I would be very, very happy to work on, I think.
So why don't I have Brenda send all you a copy of our last year's one?
Yeah, right. No, thank you, Mayor. Because I know that was something that we were starting up, and I was at least able to look at and, you know, go to Olympia last year and be able to kind of work on. It'd be nice to see that come full circle and to just see how that kind of works, especially in alignment with any sort of association like the AWC or SEA. So I could see that being a really fruitful thing, especially during this year where there's so much going on. And because it can be really difficult for smaller communities, smaller cities like ours, to really
have that voice, because our needs can be, or at least the dynamics of our needs can be very different than it is in other communities, especially larger urban areas. So I think otherwise, I also attended the Public Works Committee meeting. We slogged through even more of the, you know, the work and the policy on water. And, you know, it's a lot of reading, it's a lot of things to consider, but I'm glad that I get to be doing that kind of work and learning more about how those utilities work in our city and what we can do going forward and planning for it. Other things that were discussed too, such as what was voted on tonight, and again on parking, I think there's going to be some interesting things that we have to consider when we are thinking about the future of parking regulations, because of course everything is so interconnected, and it's again that case of how our whole region is growing and what are we going to do about it. So that'll definitely be an interesting conversation to be had. Otherwise, yeah, I think that we will be, I'm looking forward to putting to a vote what, you know, our small group has worked on in terms of the inclusion and welcoming statement. I'm going to echo that also. You know, there may be plenty of things that we'll continue to want to fine tune in the years to come. No draft, no document is ever going to be completely perfect. But I think that that interest in that sort of perfection is often where we try to live the values of at least what we've put out with the knowledge that we have and with the understanding that we have currently. It's an aspirational document, and I'm looking forward to what that will curious to do in the future and the kind of conversations we've had, because I can at least say that I think just the work, you know, everything that's led to this document, the real power has come in that kind of opportunity for conversation. And I'm just hoping that going forward, there is more of that interest and engagement in our city. And I mean that both like as a city entity, but also in our community as a city. So I'm looking forward to having another discussion where we do put it to vote, but yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good to finally maybe move forward on it in a new way in November. So I believe that is the end of my council report, and otherwise everyone do stay safe out there.
Councilmember Page, did you have a comment?
Yeah, so two things. One, I admitted to mention something in my report I wanted to add. And I don't know if anybody saw it, but there was a story on the news today that they did do some testing, extensive testing on the air quality safety on aircraft, commercial aircraft. And essentially, it's about the safest place you can be. It's much safer than being in a public area, but the systems that they have on the planes make it very safe to travel. I just kind of wanted to say that on the positive side for people that are considering traveling. The negative side is that you really have to study what the state restrictions are. I've got a trip coming up that I'm going to two states. One of them is New York. And so you have to be really careful with that, because you might find yourself stuck for 2 weeks in Cleveland, let's say. So that's on the negative side. The second one that I wanted to add was just my agreement with the idea of adding the public comments back in a live forum. I think that is something that our residents want, and I think that would maybe add some color to their comments. So anyways, thank you.
Attorney Linehan, you must have a report today.
No, actually, I don't. I just was going to say I don't have anything this week, unless anybody has any questions or concerns. So.
Oh. Well, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Meeting adjourned.